Can gasoline prices go even lower?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The average price of gasoline in the U.S. dropped to $2.29 last week, 2% below its last year's level for the same week. And price of oil has just started to seriously drop since the beginning of June. Back in February, oil prices topped $53. But since last week, price of oil has dropped to $43, some 11% below its last year's level. Since early June, price of oil has been on a serious downward swing. How long would this decline last? This downswing came about after a strong showing among the OPEC members in coordination with Russia to maintain production caps, which worked for a short period of time. However, as always, the coordination between Russia and OPEC members was short-lived. Added to this was the increase in U.S. oil production and the basic economic fact that there is a huge global glut of oil, which is putting an increasingly downward pressure on the price of oil. Now, this is good news for motorists. Since gasoline prices are starting to slowly reflect some of the decline in price of oil. Now, this is not like 2014, when price of oil dropped by 40% and gasoline prices followed with a 20% dip. Back then, oil prices were over $100 a barrel, so there was a lot of room for descent. Now, they're dropping from $50. Significantly less downward space. We spend close to 4% of our monthly budget on gas. This is a pretty sizable expenditure, considering that it's just a little less than a third of what we spend on food. And because of that, changes in price of gasoline have measurable effect on our pocketbooks and significant impact on the overall inflation. The oil glut on the international market is continuing, and there are strong indications that the glut may become even bigger by the end of the summer. This will put further downward pressure on gasoline prices. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, production of oil and related material is expected to continue to increase. Demand for fossil fuels is lower now than it was even during the Great Recession. So it should not sound all that unbelievable that many of the oil producers are becoming more and more eager to reduce their inventories while the price have not fallen even lower than it is now. And for the time being, this could mean lower gasoline prices for us this summer. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For support of WDIY, we thank Mike Gosling, the Air Products Foundation, the Frederick H. Bedford Jr. and Margaret S. Bedford Charitable Foundation, the Century Fund, and the Charles H. Hoke Foundation.